Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Breenie Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future, the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period.
Going to be talking about toxic parents, specifically toxic mothers. I want to start off by saying there is no such thing as a perfect parent. There's always going to be something they don't do or that they do that will disappoint you. However, there are parents, and I have witnessed with my own eyes, that are incredibly toxic and destructive to a child's self-esteem. I personally remember feeling so powerless in a situation because I loved that child. I loved that young girl dearly. And I felt helpless because it's like, what can I really do? That's your mother. You're underage and you have to listen to her and you have to live with her. And there was a time when that mother told me to tell the child to stop doing something that the mother herself was doing. And I outrightly told her no, because if anything that you're telling me to tell her not to do, you're doing it yourself. Do not be a hypocrite. Children do not listen to what you say, they do what you do. And that's why it's so important, the videos that I make on this channel, because some of you are mothers and some of you will be mothers, and you'll be so surprised how easy it is to damage your children. I am talking about toxic mothers, and a lot of what I'm going to talk about has its roots in control. And I say this to my friends and my family all the time, when people don't feel that they are in control of their own lives, they will seek to control others. And let's be clear, the ultimate role of a parent, specifically mothers, a mother's role is to meet the needs of their child. Point blank, period. That is exactly what you signed up for when you gave birth or decided to have a child. You are there to meet every one of that child's needs, not the other way around. And being a mother is the most selfless role you'll ever play in your life. Sorry about the lighting. And unfortunately, a lot of women have the God-given ability to produce children, but they do not have the ability to raise and to nurture those children. And the worst kind of mother in the world is a self-centered and selfish mother. The world literally revolves around their wants, their needs, their desires, and they do not see their child as a human being separate from them, as an individual, as an autonomous being. They see their child as property. And with that concept in their minds, that's how a lot of mothers, maybe well-meaning, maybe not, but that is exactly how they become toxic. Have you ever experienced a mother who truly believes that she owns you? You better be grateful I put food on the table. You better be grateful I put clothes on your back. It's like, isn't that what you're supposed to do? Babies can't provide for themselves, can they? It's like they expect you to be grateful for doing what they're supposed to do. And I am thankful that my mother has never used that against me. And because she's never used it against me, it makes me want to give her the world, because I understand, we all understand, the pain, the sacrifice, the suffering that mothers go through to even birth us into this world, to even wait on us hand and foot, to wipe our ass, to feed us, to make sure that we're warm, safe, secure, and protected. We know that instinctively how grateful we are for our mothers. But it is so hard to be grateful when they keep reminding you as though to guilt trip you. It's like, I did not ask to be born. That was your choice. And a lot of toxic mothers, they know it was not your choice to be born. But instead of taking accountability or taking the blame on themselves, they'll rather project that onto you. Instead of beating themselves up, they will beat on their children. And it's wrong. And I plead with you mothers watching me, please do not guilt trip your children. You're supposed to be an example to them. If you want your children to be grateful, then you be grateful to them first. When have you ever told your child, "I'm so grateful for you"? Most mothers don't do that because they feel like they can only be grateful for their children if their children are doing something for them. That's not unconditional love. That is conditional, narcissistic type love. So let's talk about the traits of a toxic mother. A toxic mother lacks empathy, sympathy, and she is emotionally unavailable. And as a child of a narcissistic, toxic mother, you may feel invisible. And the thing is, a child understands pain from the reaction of their mother. I'm sure you've seen those videos online when someone's holding a baby and they smack the door and pretend that the baby's hit their head and they start saying, "Oh no!" And the baby starts reacting to your reaction, not because of the pain, but because of your reaction. Children mirror their parents. That's the way they learn. That's the way they learn to talk. That's the way they learn to walk. Children are constantly mirroring their parents. And as a parent, you are supposed to mirror that child's feelings to them and let them know that it's going to be okay. Toxic mothers, on the other hand, do not do that. They are emotionally neglectful. And by that, they are teaching the child inadvertently that you are not important and that your feelings do not matter. Another thing that toxic mothers do is they dismiss your feelings. When mothers dismiss your pain, even when they were the ones that caused it, it causes the child to just shut down. It then creates a distance, an emotional distance, a physical distance between the child and the mother. Because what the mother is communicating to the child is, "I'm not a safe place for you. I do not have time for you. You cannot tell me anything and your secrets are not safe with me. I don't have the capacity to take on your feelings." This is what it's mirroring back to the child. Another trait of a toxic mother is they are disrespectful, and they are disrespectful to your boundaries. They have no boundaries. When a mother crosses boundaries, for example, reading their child's diary, looking through their child's phone, bursting into their room, using the bathroom without knocking when you're in there, these are all crossed boundaries, and it is a form of control. And not seeing the child as a separate entity to them, but seeing the child as though they are part of them. And to that parent, they don't feel like they have to ask for permission. "You're my child," and that speaks of ownership. That speaks of property. It's like, "Yeah, I can do whatever I want because you're my daughter or my son." And like the story and the situation I shared earlier, she would always be like, "I don't care, she's my daughter." So what this kind of behavior teaches the child is poor boundaries. It teaches them that they don't deserve their own privacy. It actually objectifies them, and they start to see themselves as objects, as property. It teaches them that they don't deserve their own space. They don't deserve their own mind. They don't deserve their own feelings, and they don't deserve their own privacy. Another trait of a toxic mother is that she is demanding. When a mother treats you like a child and you are past the age of 18, it is unacceptable, and she has major control issues. And some mothers can be so dominating and so overbearing that they will begin to manipulate you when they don't get what they want from you. And a lot of mothers can have extremely high expectations for their child because secretly they want you to do all the things that they couldn't do. So technically they're trying to live their life again through you. It's like God gave them a second chance to live, and that is just not true. Your life is your life. Their life is their life. They had their life. And it's secretly disguised as, "I want the best for you." Well, if you want the best for me, let me make make my own decisions. And again, a healthy parent will say to themselves, I've had my life. I'm going to support my children in making the best decisions, but there's a difference between support and control. And a lot of controlling parents, when they don't get what they want, they start to use manipulation. And this is the thing, a lot of mothers need to know when to move from that domineering, authoritative voice in their child's life to more of a counselor. A counselor does not tell their clients what to do, but they navigate them in the right direction, and they are always there for them no matter what decision they make. Of course, we want the best for our children. Who does not? However, a good mother knows that their child is going to make their own decisions in life. A good mother knows how to counsel and not force herself on her child. And a lot of mothers need to cut the umbilical cord that joins them to their children after 10, 15, 20 years. Another way that toxic mothers try to control and manipulate their children is by comparing them to other children or comparing them to their other children. And what this does is it creates a deep sense of unworthiness in their children. It's the whole guilt tripping you into becoming someone else instead of lovingly encouraging them to be the best version of themselves. Which brings me on to my next point. A lot of mothers teach their children conditional love. And this is probably one of the most dangerous and toxic things to do. Anyone that is a mother knows that the love that they should have, supposed to have for their children, is the love that is unconditional. This child came out of you. There's no way that you can love something conditionally when it's a part of you. It came from you. And this brings me back to a lot of mothers who are dealing with self-hatred. And so they begin to hate their children, hate their daughters, envious of their daughters, jealous of their daughters. But when you teach your child conditional love, what is teaching them and what they will grow up believing is that they are only worthy of love when they are being good, when they are getting good grades, when they get a good job, when they are making good money, when they are looking good, when they have a good husband. And ultimately, it has nothing to do with the child. It's to do with the narcissistic mother who only feels joy and happy when she looks good. It's not even about you doing good. It's about how it's making her look as a mother. The worst thing that you can do to a toxic mother is make her look bad. Why? Because you are then confirming what she deeply believes about herself, which is that she is a bad mother and a bad person. And there's nothing worse to a narcissistic mother than her looking bad to other people. But what happens when you teach a child that they have to perform to deserve love? It turns them into actors and actresses and not real human beings with real human up and down emotions. Mothers need to teach their daughters that they are loved unconditionally and regardless. And a lot of parents believe that being harsh to their children or giving their children tough love is what's going to push them to be successful. But it only does the opposite. Internally, just look at Hollywood, a bunch of amazingly broken babies, successful on the outside but crushed in spirit on the inside. And a lot of celebrities want to get the adoration and admiration from strangers, from the world, because they couldn't get it from their parents or their mothers at home. But an environment of unconditional love where you feel supported regardless is where children will flourish both inside and out. I'm not saying that the occasional tough love is not appropriate, but when your relationship with your child is constantly tough love, where is the love? Word to Black Eyed Peas. Another toxic trait of toxic mothers is when they gaslight you, make you second guess your own reality and make you second guess yourself. It's like them throwing stones and hiding their hands. It's when they do wicked and evil things to you and act like you're the one that is overreacting or act like you imagine that. This form of psychological abuse is dangerous. What happens is the child does not learn to trust themselves, because how can they when they are always painted out to be a liar? Another thing toxic mothers do is they insult their children or make their children feel self-conscious by insinuating things. Why is your hair so short? Why do your feet look like that? You got your daddy's whole face. Why do you eat like that? Or the even more direct ones. You're ugly. You're stupid. You're dumb. You can't do anything right. You're a fool. You're retarded. These are the very sticks and stones that crush children permanently. Nothing hurts worse than being insulted by the one who brought you here. And the thing is, a lot of toxic mothers are judgmental to their children, critical of their children, because they are judgmental and critical of themselves. A lot of mothers carry around shame and it just oozes out of them. They can't even control it. They are carrying around shame, and until they forgive themselves, they will continue to be toxic and dangerous to their children. In the same breath, toxic mothers embarrass their children publicly. Only God knows why a parent will take delight in publicly embarrassing their children, but I believe it is a form of control. And one of the most annoying things about a toxic mother is that they never take accountability. Accountability is a bad word, is a curse word for toxic mothers. Toxic mothers never apologize, nor do they ever take accountability. Why? Because they cannot let you see that they are human too, just like you. Even though that's all you see when you look at them, a whole human mess. And some others have this God complex, and to say sorry or to admit wrong would be for them to take on the position as the child and to therefore be submissive to you. But mothers, please hear me out. Lead by example. Teach your kids to apologize by apologizing when you're wrong. It is okay to be humble. It doesn't put you beneath them. It doesn't make you look weak. It is actually a sign of strength. And our children need to know that it's okay to be wrong without being a wrong'un. And one of the most annoying things with toxic mothers, and if you have a toxic mother, it may be very difficult to explain to other people, because one thing that toxic mothers are good at is putting on a facade, acting like mother of the year. And toxic mothers hate criticism, because it further reveals to them how much of a failure they already believe that they are. Toxic mothers live for the affirmation of others, because the truth is, inside, they are still the little broke girl seeking affirmation from her own mother, who is probably already dead and gone. With all that said, I have the greatest compassion for toxic mothers. Why? Because toxic mothers are simply just little broken girls trying to figure this thing out, probably with no direction from their own parents. And this is why my channel is here, to help everyone heal, because we all need healing. But this video today is for the child, so I will speak directly to and for the child. Y'all gonna get a long video today. The negative effects on a child who grows up with a toxic mother can be disastrous. It can cause low self-esteem, poor self-image, hard time making decisions for themselves, lack of confidence, lack of personal boundaries. They can't say no. It can cause them to neglect themselves. It can cause them to be codependent on others, or it can cause them to be independent of others. It can also make a child very childish. They are stuck at the age of 6 when they're 26. It can create an immaturity in a child. They can't think for themselves. They're forever a child because of the control of their mothers. It can cause a child to feel unworthy, disconnected, hypersensitive to everything, cannot take criticism because it's personal, because it was always personal with their mother, defensive, loneliness, lack of trust in people. The list is endless. Most of the broken people in this world were broken in childhood by their parents. Okay, so what is the remedy for this? Number one, I will say, grieve the loss of this parent-child relationship. Actually settle within yourself that what you wanted from your mother at the time, she was not able to give it to you, and she may not ever be able to give it to you. When you lower your expectations for your mother, you won't live life disappointed until your mother gets her own healing. And sometimes it's very rare at the age that they are, it's rare, but it's not impossible. Until they get their healing and actually realize what they've done to you, you're gonna have to do the closure for yourself and grieve the loss of your parent, especially if they've already died. But you almost have to grieve your alive parents as though they were gone, because the person that you wanted them to be, they couldn't, and they probably never will be. And secondly, I want to say, you are an adult now. Even if you're not past the age of 18, you are an adult now. If you're watching this video, you are mature enough to reparent yourself. And what does reparenting yourself mean? It means meeting your own needs, asking yourself, what do I need at this moment, and being brave enough to give it to yourself. Thirdly, know that you are never alone. God has been my father when I had no father. God has been my mother when I've had no mother. Really genuinely accept the love of our good father, our heavenly father, who has never left us, never forsaken us. Even when we feel like we are alone, we are never alone. God is always watching out for us. God is always protecting us. Believe that. When my mother and my father forsake me, the Lord will take me in. Number four, set healthy, solid boundaries. It is not rude to tell someone, this is where I start and this is where I end. Boundaries offer protection. Why do we have gates on our houses? Why do we have fences? It's to cause division from one house to another. You need to be bold enough to tell your mother, no, this is me. No, I'm not doing that. No, I won't. And set your boundaries and keep them set. Yes, your mother will push your boundaries, but keep reinforcing them. If they're gonna act like a child, you be the adult in this situation. Keep reinforcing your boundaries. And it's not rude to say how you feel, but it is rude if you communicate it in a rude way. Next, know that you do not have to become your parent. You don't have to become the person that hurt you. And a lot of people are running so far away from being like their parents and running away from the failure of their parents that when opportunity actually meets them, they don't want failure, but they don't know what to do with success. They don't know what to do when a man comes and they actually want to be in a relationship with you. They know how to deal with the failed relationships, but do you really know how to deal with success when it comes your way? Can you really deal with being pleased, being loved, being protected? That's something you have to work on. Next, entertain the idea that whatever they said about you could be wrong. And I think a lot of us, we grow up with lies that we've been told, but because it's coming from our mother, we believe them. You need to entertain the idea that what she said about you isn't true. When it's not true, it has no power to hurt you. Lies can roll off your back. It's only when you believe the lie and it becomes true to you is when you start to crumble. The next thing I will say is, if you're still living under her roof, the next thing I will say is to move out. It's very, very hard to stand your ground when you're standing in your mother's house, the one who pays the bills. You have to get your independence and separate from that person, especially a toxic mother. If you can't move out, play the waiting game. Whilst you're there, be respectful. This is one thing as well. Kill her with kindness. Retaliating or snapping back is only adding insult to injury. It's only adding more fuel to fire. The advice that I'll give my young girls who are dealing with toxic mothers is to don't react. Don't take it personally. I know it's easier said than done, but don't react, because your toxic mother wants a reaction out of you. Don't give her the satisfaction. Repay evil with good. Next thing I will say is forgive. And I've said this a lot in one of my videos on childhood. A lot of people find it very difficult, a concept that is very difficult to really grasp, because they feel like when you're forgiving someone, you're letting them off the hook. And what we want most is to make people pay. We want mercy for ourselves, but we want judgment. We want penalty. We want recompense from the ones that hurt us. Try to put yourself in her shoes. Try to be compassionate about what she's gone through in her life, and try not to make this thing about you. Finally, I will say, seek therapy. Therapy has been a huge help for me. I started therapy, and every single time I would go there, I was thinking, oh my God, this is going to take so long. I don't have time. I'm never going to get healed. 2 years later went by so fast, I realized that the person that I had become had completely changed. Shout out my therapist, Jane. But yeah, therapy. Do not be afraid to get help, to seek help. You can really work out and work through these things by talking to someone. I hope you guys were able to take something away and realize that you're not alone. You're not the only person living with a toxic parent. You're not the only person that has a bad relationship with your mother. Let me know what tips you're using. Let me know what tips you will take away. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.